Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Hollywood. My name is Kate Romero. I am your host, and I'd like to thank CBS Radio and Don Newsom and Doug Newsom for the opportunity to have Spiritual Radio as a springboard for bringing consciousness to Hollywood in a more exponential way. We have a very wonderful guest this evening by the name of Brian Johnson, who is a philosopher and CEO of Zaadz, Zaadz.com. So if you want to pull that up on your computer right now, we think you'll be quite impressed with what you find. I am going to read just a little bit from Brian's bio before I bring Brian on and give you some idea of who it is we're about to speak with. I think this is the youngest entrepreneur person who's coming to save the world that I've met, and it really shows in this wonderful site and spiritual conscious community that he's created called Zaadz.com. Brian Johnson is a philosopher and CEO of Zaadz, Inc., where his company is integrating spirituality and capitalism while he personally integrates his passion for understanding universal truths and inspiring others to do the same, with his passion for creating businesses that change the world. As a young entrepreneur and recent law school dropout, Brian founded eTeams, that's eTeamz.com, raised several million dollars in venture capital, and led the creation of what is now the largest site for amateur sports, serving nearly 2.5 million teams from over 120 countries around the world. After selling that business at age 26, what a ripe old age, Brian embarked on his mission to discover what he's here to do. He read voraciously, studying philosophy and mysticism and optimal living while traveling in the Middle East and parts of Central and West Europe, where he studied Socrates in Athens, Rumi in Turkey, Jesus in Jerusalem, and Marcus Aurelius in Danube of Hungary. His mission in life is pretty simple: to change the world by inspiring and empowering people to live at their highest potential while using their strengths in the greatest service to the world. That is such a remarkable, wonderful, wonderful mission statement, Brian. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Hollywood. Are you there?
I am, Katie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so why don't you give us a little idea of how you came up with the name Zaadz for your site?
That's a great place to start. The word Zaadz is actually Dutch for the word seed. So Zaadz is Dutch for seed. And for me, just the power that exists in a seed and that latent potential that's literally just kind of begging to reach its highest potential, that kind of ineffable force that's within that seed driving it to expand and to become what it's here to become, for me, captures the inherent potential that we each have in our lives.
Right.
And for us as a business, that's the perfect metaphor to capture what we're all about, which is to build a business that does everything that it can to inspire and empower people to discover what they're here to do and to express themselves most fully.
That's wonderful and very, very well said, because there is a lot of power in a little tiny seed. There are giant oak trees in there, and there are big redwoods and sequoias, and that certainly is a great metaphor for what you've done with your community. And what inspired you to create a community like Zaadz, Brian?
It's really a combination of my two passions, and you mentioned it a little bit in the bio that you read, but my business card actually says philosopher plus CEO.
Love it.
And I've always been passionate about what it is that makes great people great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 0.0001% who go out there and live at their highest potential and change the world and write the history books and all that good stuff. And I studied psychology at UCLA and thought I'd get my PhD for a while and wound up going into business and started this company before, which was really a social networking site for families involved in sports like Little League Baseball and AYSO soccer teams.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was really called social networking. And did that, and then we sold that business. I had enough to take a year or two to figure out what I'm here to do and just immerse myself back in philosophy and psychology and really trying to understand what it is that makes us tick. And after trying to figure out how I bring that to the world and really get paid to do that, just realized that what I wanted to do is to combine my two passions for building businesses of meaning and understanding and living my highest truth and inspiring and empowering others to do the same thing. So it's really kind of a combination of those two things, and part of a much longer conversation of all of the...
Well, you know, it sounds like such a complete win-win situation that, I mean, when I came across Zodge.com, I was one of my clients, Nava Raphael, and I hope she's listening tonight. She told me, she said, I found this most wonderful site. You have to go there. You have to sign up. And when you do, please, you know, find me. So I did, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was just finishing up my day and burning the midnight oil, and I was looking, and I went, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing because I really wasn't finding what I wanted on MySpace. MySpace has a lot of, you know, it's just a melting pot of different kind of energies.
Yep.
And, you know, the kind of energy that I wanted to find on there wasn't easy to find. It's becoming easier now with the movie The Secret. They actually have a site for The Secret. And so I wasn't finding what I wanted. And I'm looking around on Zodge.com, and I'm seeing, I mean, I felt like I was home.
Yeah.
Completely.
Say that. Yeah,
wonderful.
That's exactly our intention, and really our idea.
What's that?
Our idea is to kind of create an oasis, you know, a place that is a little unique in the world.
Said, yes, well said, oasis. That's exactly, because it took me away,
yeah.
An oasis. And it took me somewhere that made me feel very comfortable, very at home, and I began immediately building my little guardian angel site there, and I believe I put that in the notice I sent out to everybody what mine is. It's http://guardianangel.zaadz.com if you want to take a peek at my little place on Zodge.com. And you can post all the pictures you want. You can have blogs. You can have, I mean, it's some of the most sophisticated software that I've come across. And, you know, I just really want to acknowledge you and commend you on the excellence that you are providing for everybody in this community, Brian.
I appreciate it. And it's, again, you're echoing so much of why we started this, and it means a lot to hear that coming from you. So thank you so much. And we're excited because we're just getting going. You know, we have an amazing core group of people, and we're still invitation only at this stage. You know, filling out a quick little form telling us why you want to join the site or being invited by an existing member, and really striving to create a foundation, you know, and really make sure that the intention is clear and set. But just excited about everyone who's joined so far. I log on and get inspired by the depth of wisdom and passion and just, again, that sense of coming home to your highest self that blows me away every time I log in.
Well, yeah, you just get really immersed in saturated, excuse me, laryngitis is trying to get me. I'm drinking hot tea, but I mean, and also I'm a little overwhelmed as well, and that's affecting my voice because of I just felt just awash with emotion as I was just about to say what I feel when I sign on to Zodge. I met a wonderful man on your site named Jeff Huttner, who calls himself the Cosmic Connector. And
yep.
He sure is. Do you know who he is?
Of course. Jeff's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, and he's doing a documentary where he's interviewed just every living luminary and visionary that he could find. And he's editing his documentary presently, and it's just going to be such an incredible contribution to our world when he gets that out there and we're able to look at it and listen to everything everyone's said. But he's just remarkable. And his face, out of the sea of pictures of members on your site the night that I joined, was the only one that really jumped out at me. And it jumped out at me so profoundly that I just had to write to him and say, your picture literally jumped out at me, and after looking at hundreds and hundreds of pictures, I didn't feel compelled to write to anyone. It's very late. I need to go to bed, but I just wanted to say hello. And from that came everything. I mean, we have a wonderful friendship now, and he knows every single person I know and connects me happily with whomever I need to meet for my show or whatever it is in life, and I'm happy to do the same for him. And just, you know, Kelly is amazing, who is one of your ambassadors.
Yeah.
And she's amazing. And I met her when I met with Jeff for the first time
by
the Ojai Peace Conference with Barbara Marks Hubbard. And as a matter of fact, I'm hoping that the wonderful living luminaries and visionaries that I emailed about this show tonight are listening and that they find a place on Zods.com and promote their wonderful books and the things that they're doing with their seminars and their workshops so that everybody can participate in their wonderful gifts in another way. I emailed Dan Millman tonight, Barbara March Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, James Redfield, Dr. Alan, I can't even remember his last name. Hold on one second. It's right here. And he is Dr. Alan Rowland, who Jeff Huttner recently did some work with, who referred me to Dr. Alan Rowland, who's up in San Rafael. I believe that he does some sort of a thing with therapy. And having a training in psychology, you would really want to know this guy, Brian. AlanRowland.com is his website. Amazing. He can transform your entire psyche in 1 week and bring you in touch with the truth that you are and the love that you are, which makes everything else that you were pale in comparison. And I'm going to be meeting this person up in San Francisco this coming weekend. Much thanks to Jeff Huttner, who I met on Zods.com. So, you know, it's endless, just endless, the people that I'm connecting with. And Jeff Huttner also knows Byron Belitzos, who did the Atlantis documentary with Robert Sarmast that recently was shown on Digging for the Truth on the History Channel with Josh Bernstein, who I'm also meeting in San Francisco this weekend because of Zods.com. So, I mean, it's like amazing. You know, I could go on and on and on, but we only have an hour. But I really recommend that everybody listening go to the site and just poke around, take a look, see how you feel. And I got a feeling you're going to feel right at home and join and become a part of this community. And if you do, please say hi to me.
And me as well, Brian.
To Brian, yes, Brian. Yes, Brian is the creator, the philosopher CEO.
Yeah, and you just mentioned, too, I mean, part of what we want to do in 2007 is to take the social networking tools or the social media tools and give them to people like you and Dan Millman, who I love and is a friend of mine. And,
oh, great.
Who we're going to be, looks like we're going to be helping out with his movie, Peaceful Warrior, we're pretty excited about.
Excellent.
And, you know, the local life coaches and massage therapists and acupuncturists and people who are dedicating their lives to helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is very simple, which is we want to change the world.
Yes.
And we think we'll do that to the extent we can empower people to be the change they want to see.
Yes.
And kind of what we did in 2006 was to create an oasis where people can connect with one another. And now in 2007, we're nearly completely committed to empowering people in the business of empowering people.
Yes.
Taking these tools and, you know, creating really cool relationship development tools driven by a newsletter and micro social networking sites for people we call conscious entrepreneurs.
Help them
build their brand and build their businesses by sharing their wisdom with their existing clients and prospects, whether that's Peaceful Warrior movies release or you and your work or the local vegetarian restaurant in the community they have coming to their business. We think it's all about relationships, you know, connecting people to one another and really, really catalyzing conscious capitalism, right? And helping people who are
absolutely
in the business, helping people get paid well to do it.
Absolutely, and everybody who is bringing consciousness to our world exponentially do deserve to be paid handsomely because we are all here to be abundant.
No question about that.
We are, and the best way to become a billionaire is to help others become that first.
Isn't it amazing how it works?
It sure is. And, you know, it's like that's the only way I want it. That is the only way I want it. Every single business that I have is designed to be of service. I'm a life coach, career coach, author. I'm writing a book called The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever, with interviews from Neil Donald Walsh, James Redfield. Hopefully I'll get Dan Millman to put his lovely voice in there as well. And Eckhart Tolle, you name it. I've done several interviews already, and because the whole world is a stage and we are but actors upon it, I just thought The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever, would be an excellent vehicle, which basically leads people back to themselves.
Yep.
And when you finally get back to yourself, you're anonymous no more. And there, you know, wherever you are, there you are. So yeah. it's going to be a book filled with stories about how I found my way, having been born spiritually wide awake into a family who were basically atheists. I really, really needed to find my voice. And, that was the best thing that could have happened. And I know I chose it pre-birth and had a spiritual contract with my family that they were to be exactly as they are so that I could learn to be exactly who I am through that process. And to make any part of it wrong is in breach of that contract and actually stunts growth. When we make any person wrong in our life for the gift that they came to give us, which caused us to become conscious, is, you know, if there is a wrong, that would be it. Even Shakespeare knew back then, whether you think it's good or bad, it's neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so.
Yep.
You know, even Shakespeare knew. And it's very, very true. What we think about, we bring about. And if we stalk our thoughts and really, really be mindful of what we're allowing into our own heads, you know, if we would just speak to ourselves the way we like others to speak to us, it would be a different world next week.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it all comes back to you. And then obviously speak to others as we'd like to be spoken to. And
exactly that. But, you know, the self-talk is what creates what you're doing out there.
No question about it. Yep.
Yeah. So you know, and your site is just such a supportive. Your site is almost like a source of reparenting.
I love it. Well, I mean, your point about coming home is really, again, what I feel. And again, home's your highest self. But it's funny you should mention the well, it's not funny because it's exactly how we live our lives. But I have As a Man Thinketh is something I read probably once a month.
Great.
And I have that in front of me right now. I happen to be reading that this afternoon.
Great.
You know, just a beautiful essay just talking about those truths. And
yeah.
What are we thinking about? And we're going to manifest that. So
you're attracting it whether you know you are or not. Doesn't matter if it's conscious or unconscious, which makes it very important to do a little gold mining and get those nuggets of blocks out of your system so that you can see them. You can see them and then transform them, because if they're not in your awareness, you can't do anything about it. You're not responsible for them. But the thing that Zods.com is great for is it's so filled with insights. It's so filled with, you know, stuff about your true nature. It leads you right back to your true nature. And another thing that I have a partner that we're doing, Alex Sheaf. Hello, Alex. He's my partner in this practice that we began called quantum hypnotherapy. And it's, what that is very high-quality hypnosis combined with high-energy life coaching and intuitive mediation on my part to bring a person back to their divinity and just take a look at the past pain that brought them to where they are, leave the pain, and bring forth only the wisdom that the pain gave to them, and leaving them restored to their true nature. And the results have been nothing short of astounding.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much out there. So many people want to do this, and we're only two people, so we have to find a way to do that as a workshop or something, and, you know, maybe have one person be the subject that we do a hypnosis for, and while everybody else watches us do that, and then let that person come to the workshop for free or something. I don't know. We're still working on that. But every time you're doing something to be of service, your physical needs are provided for.
Yeah, and I think you said something good when you were talking about the Anonymous Actor book you're working on, with coming back to ourselves and really discovering what are our greatest gifts and what is it that I and only I, you know, I'm kind of put here to do, and then how do I give those gifts to the world?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big theme in my life, and big fan of Martin Seligman, the guy who wrote Authentic Happiness, who brings kind of the psychology and the science of all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In the laboratory, and basically said, look, if you want happiness, then know yourself, right? Classic Socrates, know thyself, and what are your strengths? And to the extent you use them often, you'll be happier, and really pretty straightforward on that front. And then if you want a truly meaningful life, know your strengths, and he has a test you can actually go take to get more clarity on it, but know your strengths, and then give them to the world. Give them to something bigger than yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have a life full of meaning. And just really kind of was triggered when you were talking about your book, because it's so much mm-hmm. a part of my personal philosophy and what I strive to do. And
wonderful. And, you know, Doug Childers is a person that Dan Millman referred me to as a writing coach, who has an idea for a television show that I'm not going to say exactly what it is right now because we're going to be pitching it to a network. But it has the potential to unite all of the feuding religions that are in conflict to a resolution. It has that kind of power, and that's my heart's desire. That's my truest heart's desire for this lifetime, is to unite the people who are in conflict, the religions that are fighting with one another, like mine's better, no, mine's better. I want to resolve that. I want to cause all the religions that are in conflict to support one another and to get that we are all God all the time, all of us. And when you pick up that gun to shoot at somebody, you're God picking up a gun shooting at God. And that's just the way I personally believe that what's really true. That's what I believe is really true. Now, if I would say this in medieval times, I would be burned at the stake. But, you know, and I probably am a walking barbecue. And that's okay, because in 2007, not only is it okay for me to express who I really am and what I really believe, but it's encouraged.
Yep.
And there's a need for it. And, you know, there's such a thing called the indigo, and the people who are indigo have a very, very strong burning desire, like yourself, to bring consciousness to the world.
That's cool. Tell me more about that. I hear that, but I never actually asked the question exactly what it is.
What, indigo?
Yeah.
Oh, I can actually give you a list of what indigo is. And it is people who are... let me just find it. I'm clicking away here on my computer. People who are born with just a passion and just you don't even understand why you feel the way you do, but you know that you must make a difference, and you can't understand why people are fighting and killing each other, and it you have no patience or tolerance for it. Indigos tend to have, when they feel angry, they tend to vocalize it rather than internalize it to put a stop to it, to do their best to put a stop to it. And when you're born an indigo, you're basically a gifted person, and you are oftentimes misunderstood to be a problem child and treated like that and told that you're bad or you're wrong. And having been born into a family of predominantly atheist, you know, philosophy, that was a very, very difficult way for me to grow up. But boy, did it teach me to learn to be fully self-expressed in the face of no agreement, which I believe is the meaning of courage. And indigos also feel things extremely deeply, lots and lots of passion, just have a just insatiable drive and hunger and thirst to make a difference in the world in a positive way, have very little tolerance for unconscious people, but do their best to get them conscious. They'll find a way to translate to them to get the message across that consciousness is really the way to be. Because if we have consciousness, if you consciously think bad thoughts about yourself, then you're responsible for thinking those bad thoughts about yourself, and therefore you're responsible for the consequences, and you know that. But if you're unconscious, you can go through life hurting yourself and hurting other people and not know that you're doing it. But if you knew you were doing it, you would choose another way. So consciousness, just to light up those dark places in people's minds, hearts, and spirits, will help them understand exactly how they're showing up in their own life, which is affecting the world, and that consciousness will help them to make better choices and to understand and realize that we are all connected. And I've recently discovered for myself that the whole world is my family. And I just don't have to hang out with all of them, but they are my family, and I do love the whole world. And, you know, and indigos as well have a huge capacity to love. And oftentimes their love can sort of fry a regular person, you know, because they're so intense about the way they love. So does that sound familiar?
It might ring a couple of bells.
Yeah. So, you know, but they're very, very powerful people, and the children who are born indigo and the crystal children and star children, they're all here with these extremely unusual advanced gifts and talents that, you know, you've seen that yourself where an 11-year-old is painting better than Michelangelo. You know, how does that happen? Where 5-year-olds are composing concertos. how does that happen? Where, you know, you hear about it all the time, and it's happening more and more and more and more as there's a growing need for consciousness on our planet. And there is a momentum that cannot be stopped.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
Definitely. I mean, there's some 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old, I call them, in quotes, kids on our site, who just blow me away. The same type of thing, the same type of spiritual awareness that, you know, at 18 I was so asleep. And to see this, it's staggering. It's so inspiring. And, you know, both an intellectual brilliance and a spiritual acuity and an ability to articulate different things, it's remarkable.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was describing. I didn't have the list in front of me, so I was just paraphrasing some of the traits, but you definitely know them when you meet them. And you know, if you have someone in your life who really gets on your nerves, but they keep saying things that make sense, you might want to wonder, maybe, is that an indigo? Because we're relentless. And as I was saying, every business that I have is designed to bring consciousness. And I'm also a progressive talent manager whose focus is on consciousness. And, you know, over the holiday, I asked all of my clients to watch The Secret.
Yep.
And I believe all of them have. And the ones that have now understand what it is I've been saying. And I send out, you know, inspirational notices every now and then and all kinds of things just to bring mind expansion to people. And not that they don't already have it, but when I feel extremely driven to send something out, I just do.
Yep,
and
yep.
So far I haven't gotten any complaints. I did get a complaint once from a person who was an atheist. And then I wrote back and I said, thank you so much for sharing that. I am not about organized religion, and I'm wondering if maybe atheism isn't also a form of organized religion that I choose not to be a part of. So thank you for sharing your thoughts about that. So speaking of that, what do you think about that, Brian? Atheism.
What do I think about atheism?
Yeah. How does that occur for you? Because it's coming up all day for me in all kinds of ways. I even heard the radio show before mine, Chevy Chase, was on talking about atheism. Somebody called in and asked him if he was an atheist, and he actually handled the question extremely well. He's not an atheist. He's an agnostic.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
what do you think about atheism? I don't know a lot about it. I just know that I was born into a family that did not like my belief system.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot. I think with any different faith, you can experience that faith at a different level of consciousness. So I think you can be, you know, Christian at many different levels of consciousness. You can be atheist at many different levels of consciousness, from the fundamentalist, you know, evangelical Christian,
mm-hmm.
who's absolutely, this is the God-spoken truth, anything outside of this is blasphemy and going to hell if you don't believe every word.
Hey, right.
A more encompassing, beautiful vision of a John Shelby Spong. Bishop Spong is one of my favorite Christian guys. I was raised Catholic, so...
Mm.
Really kind of opened me up to a different level of Christianity. I think atheism is the same way, but you can experience it at a very fundamentalist, rigid, anything outside of this, you know, the same type of dogma that we criticize in any fundamentalist.
Yes, and that's what I noticed today when I read something that somebody sent to me, which was complete atheism, and I couldn't even finish reading it. It just angered me because it was so dogmatic.
Well, I think the challenge that we have, you know, as we, for me anyway, as I evolve, is how can I hold their perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, be able to not need to make it either or, but to see the partial truth in
yes.
what they're saying.
Yes.
So I think that a lot of atheists are really rejecting the, you know, kind of personification of this big guy in the sky,
mm-hmm.
you know, of traditional spirituality or traditional theism.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the process they there's a partial truth to that, obviously, right? I mean, the mythology of much of our religion is absurd,
mm-hmm.
right? Taken as literal truth.
Yes, and I believe the Bible is a book of metaphors.
Well, and exactly. So I think what atheists help us do is they help us take a very rational view of some pre-rational thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone was born of a virgin birth or directly physically rose into the heavens or, you know, the Red Sea was in fact parted, they can look at that with rational, you know, focus and kind of a hammer to that. I think in the process, what can happen, though, is that they then exclude the potential for something that's transrational, right?
Yes.
Something that can't be explained by science or rational thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come to the same conclusion of agnosticism. I mean, logically, you can't prove there is a God, but you also can't prove there isn't a God.
That's
right.
True.
So there's, for me, logically, it's an agnostic conclusion. And then, you know, also I look at it and there's this, what's that that's beating our heart right now? And, you know, growing grass, our fingernails.
Yeah,
I don't know
how
do
you
it
make
is,
the kidney
bigger
kid
than you and I.
Right.
I don't need to call it God, and I don't need to call it anything in particular, but it's something that I honor and, you know, try to understand and live in consistency with it. And I think that's what you're talking about with what you find beautiful about The Secret, right? Is
yes.
really discovering these universal truths and
yes.
moving more in line with them, whether we,
yes.
whatever we call it, right?
Mm-hmm, right. And the thing that's so beautiful about The Secret, Brian, for in my opinion, is I believe that we were all born knowing everything there is to know. It's in our DNA, but we forgot that we know it. And The Secret is so brilliantly channeled, and I call it channeled because it is. It just is. And every single moment in that movie unlocks the memories in us so that we suddenly, it's like, you know, when you have a zip file on your computer and you open it up and you unzip all the files,
yep.
watching The Secret does that to us.
That's awesome.
In my opinion. And
yeah.
and that's what's so marvelous about it. And, you know, there are a lot of people on the planet who are way more evolved than what The Secret is saying, and that's wonderful and that's great and it's beautiful. But what The Secret does that's so amazing is it speaks to the layperson. It speaks to the person who is just walking around going, well, everything's random and I'm a victim and I'm a martyr and that's what's good about me. And it speaks to them and it helps them go, wait a minute. There might be something to that. I might actually be responsible for my reality. Wow.
Yeah.
What a concept. That's mind candy. It's a psychological theme park. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm so happy that it's out there, and I'm so thrilled to promote it in any way that I can. And I would love to create movies like that myself, which is what consider it done declared and a done deal. Just
yeah.
happening.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's happening. And, you know, Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he's written a new book called Zero Limits, which has a lot to do with Ho'oponopono with Dr. Lin. Have you heard of that?
I haven't yet.
Oh, my goodness. I'll send you an interview that I found on News for the Soul that Nicole Whitney provided, and you will be blown away by Ho'oponopono. It is a matter of just cleaning constantly, cleaning your own spirit, cleaning, cleaning, cleaning constantly, which basically is to ask forgiveness to the divine, ask the divine for forgiveness, ask the divine, you know, apologize to the divine and state that I love you, and then you just simply say thank you. And I know it sounds a little kind of strange the way I just expressed it, but if you... when you hear it, you will understand. And what that is making us responsible for not only ourselves, but for what's going on out there with that person that you're in front of who's feels confronted or is confronting you. So if you do this process all day long before you interact with any other person, and you can even do it psychically, telepathically, for people you're having an issue or a confrontation or conflict with across the planet, doesn't matter where they are. You can even do it in your mind and have a resolution take place because you're constantly being responsible for your part of it on a spiritual level. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, of course it does. And I think there's, I think that what I find so beautiful, and I think this is also mirrored to God, is like, you know, different things are going to hit us at different times. Like for me, one of the things that got me on my path was Dan Millman's book, Way the Peaceful Warrior.
Oh, me too.
Oh, it was one of those, I read it, oh, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago now, and it's literally just the same way you're describing. I mean,
yeah, I read it 8 years ago, and I declared to the universe it should be a movie, and it is, and I went to the premiere. I love it.
Yeah, that's, you know, just one of those things that just kind of opened me up. Mm-hmm.
And now Dan has a new book called The Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, which translates the sort of denser parts of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, and really, really expresses in a beautiful way a translation of what it was that Socrates was saying to Dan.
Yep.
And it's an excellent book, and it's coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So Dan will be on the show on the 6th promoting his book, and his movie opens in worldwide release nationally on March 30th.
Yep.
And I've already seen it, and it's amazing. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times, actually.
Oh, it's great. And that one scene, which I won't give away, but it's all about really dealing with the ego.
Yeah, the shadow.
The shadow, really dealing with that. And I also have a book in me called I Arm Wrestled My Ego and Won. Because I have a world title in arm wrestling. I actually,
right on.
I do. So that's going to be a fun book too. But
awesome.
I really want to get a lot farther along in my evolution before I put that one to print. Because you know we're all a work in progress, and I'm not the same person from one moment to the next. I'm not the same person I was before I made this call,
yep,
before the show began. I mean,
yep,
we're constantly evolving at the speed of life. And the more open you are to it and the more you attract it to yourself, the faster it happens. I mean, honestly, Brian, don't you see the more you're living your purpose, the more you can go from declaration to manifestation in a snap of a finger?
You know, honestly, it's staggering. And
isn't it?
It's just been staggering for me and surreal at different times. I think there's also, it's just, again, staying in line with that force, and to the extent we have clear intention, matched with impeccable action.
Impeccable,
right?
Yes. What a great word, impeccable.
Yeah, it's a big part of. I spent a few years, studying philosophy and a lover of wisdom, a philosopher, and that idea of marrying clear intention,
mm-hmm,
knowing what you want, what you're here to do, with
mm-hmm
impeccability,
mm-hmm,
taking the action that the moment demands.
Mm-hmm.
You put those things together, and
wow.
It's everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's the details to that, but I found that certain things that I said, okay, like Dan is a perfect example. I said I want to get paid to hang out with people who are out there changing the world, and this is like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, he was among my three favorite teachers, and wanted to get to know him, and to manifest that, to see that in my mind, and then when we have that level of clarity, then we can match the proper action with that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So picked up the phone one day and paid him $100, $150 or something to talk to him for 50 minutes. He used to have one-on-one coaching sessions, and called him up and said, hey, and he asked me, what issue do you want to talk about today? And I said, well, I don't really have an issue per se that I want to talk about. I just want to tell you I really admire your work. And, halfway through the call, we were talking about writing a book together and just hit it off,
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a great show next week. I'm going to totally tell him about this.
Oh, he's amazing, yeah. And just to have the courage, for me, I found that to have the courage to continue to dream and to push my own edges.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sometimes I wake up hungover from the different dreams that I have, and it's like, wow, okay, did I really do that yesterday? Oh, my God.
It's funny you said that, because if there's any time that I'm out of integrity with my purpose, and, that shows up like, for instance, not handling a person who's angry, and they don't even need to be angry at me, they're angry at themselves, for not being more patient with that person, like at any given time. I actually wake up with a spiritual hangover, feeling awful.
I wake up overwhelmed sometimes, and much more in the past, but with the power of my own potential and the power of the sense of what I'm here to do,
mm-hmm,
and the, just that sense of calling, that sense of, wow, like, it's powerful stuff. And then kind of, just really focusing on kind of sculpting, and you mentioned it in the Zero Limits context, of really just kind of shaving away those habits and those thoughts that are not serving our highest vision while continuing to push to the edge. And I guess what I'm trying to say is just that balance of the intention and having the clear thoughts with the impeccable action, and putting those two things together consistently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And getting up,
it's obvious that you do that.
Well, yeah, and I guess I also want to say, for me, it has been anything but a snap the fingers kind of thing, and now things are accelerating,
mm-hmm,
dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been such an arduous, beautiful 10 years of really trying to discover what am I here to do, And I got disillusioned at times during the path where I think at times it can be made to look too easy, and I think that ultimately we'd agree that it is,
mm-hmm,
right? But the fact of the matter is we have so much residual habit and so much residual thought that from my vantage point, we need to continue to kind of burn through and create new habits of thought and new habits of actual action.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes, and I certainly found this in my evolution, that when it doesn't happen immediately, it's easy to get disillusioned, right? And to think that, oh, if I was just thinking these perfect thoughts all the time, then everything would be happening so quickly. And I think that there's a balance of the patience with the knowing and the trust and the fact that, you know, there is a certain pattern or a certain period of the evolution, right, to continue to burn through some of the old stuff
mm-hmm.
and get to that place of our highest purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went last night to a networking event at Institute of Spiritual Entertainment, Los Angeles, and I think what I'll do is ask Amanda Robinson, who is the founder, if she would like to have you as a keynote speaker, because I think you have a lot to say. Mickey Willis was the keynote speaker last night, who's doing the Elevate Film Festival. Have you heard of Mickey Willis?
I haven't yet.
It's
going to get me out more.
It's www.mikkiwillis.com is his personal website, and his other website for Elevate is elevatefestival.com. Will blow your mind. You will love this person and what he's doing. Drew Harriott, the director of The Secret, and he have teamed up in a partnership and are making new movies very much like The Secret to put out there in a different kind of way, different style, but they're working very, very vigorously 24 hours a day to really crank out this most awesome information that we all get to consume when they have the product ready. But they're just, man, I just have, my heart just is so full knowing that people like that are out there doing what they're doing. And Mickey said last night while he was speaking that, you know, the best thing we can do is just get out of our own way. And that is so true. That is so true. Find your purpose and your intention and with impeccability get out of your own way.
Well, and then it's interesting because it's for me it's always a yes and. So get out of our own way and also fully immerse ourselves in ourselves.
Yes.
So, you know,
not an egotistical way. I know exactly what you're saying.
Well, but the irony is that so many people, and maybe I should just speak for myself. For a long time, I tried to get rid of the ego. And what does that mean, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can obviously have a long conversation about that. But one of my favorite teachers is a guy named Ken Wilber.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a passage on how so many people want to become ego-less,
mm-hmm.
right? No, it's not about getting rid of your ego. It's about transcending your ego.
Yes.
And having it be ego plus. And he tells a great story about all of the great sages and all the great teachers throughout history had huge egos. You don't walk into a temple with a bullwhip and start turning over things without a huge ego. Now, the difference is that that's plugged into a source. It's plugged into something much, 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 much bigger. But what I found was I contracted. It was more fear-based, trying to get away from my ego, which was audacity and which was this intensity and this heat that I wanted to share with the world. And now it's, how do I express myself most authentically? How do I express myself most transparently and fearlessly and fully express myself,
mm-hmm.
which really is embodying this little self that is my little self or little ego, whatever you want to call it, but trusting that there's something so much bigger than me
mm-hmm.
that's pushing me to express myself. And it has nothing to do with me ultimately. Yet.
Well,
so I'm getting out of my way by getting completely into my way, if that makes sense.
I totally understand what you're saying. And I actually visited a channeler 20 years ago who told me that I really needed to develop my ego. She didn't mention one time that I had to get rid of anything, but I understood what she meant. I needed to develop it so that it could support what it is that I'm here to do.
Exactly.
Because, you know, coming from an environment, and not to make my family wrong whatsoever, they're the most hilarious, gifted, creative, just funny, fun people you would ever want to meet. It's just that we don't see spirituality in the same way. But the Peaceful Warrior film really, I feel, speaks to what you just shared
mm-hmm.
very much about the shadow self and about transcending it.
Yeah, and just fully participating, you know. I mean, it's the edges in sexuality, the edges in wealth, the edges in all these different things that we often want to avoid and have our spiritual gurus kind of have no relationship to. And it's like, that's where we learn. That's where we're actually playing fully in that idea of the tantric sage and truly immersing ourselves in life and having fun with it all, right?
Yeah, well, if we just had, you know, the most wonderful, awesome childhood and the most wonderful, awesome life, then what would there be of challenge to help develop character? So, you know, it's like somebody said, I forget who it was, but if I'd had a happy childhood, I'd have nothing to write about. Which is, you know, that's a metaphor, and there's a message in that. You know, it's like whatever's going on in your life, everything that it is and everything that it is not, cherish it and bless it, and find the gift that it came to bring you, and when you do, the struggle and the pain will go away.
Yeah, I like to say it takes shit to make a seed grow.
Touché.
So we want to remove that part of the process. It's silliness, you know, and...
Well, we can't. We need to learn how to use it as fertilizer.
That's all it is. I mean,
that's all it is.
Yeah.
I was raised on a farm. I know about fertilizer, and I know about that merd too. The merd. So, what do you see next for yourself? What is it that you would like to do beyond Zods.com? Is there anything on your horizon, like you want to go into filmmaking or anything like that?
Yeah, that's something that I think would be fun, but I really, Zods Incorporated for me is an opportunity to really express myself creatively and entrepreneurially, and my ultimate goal is I want to create a company that endures in the 22nd century, and frankly, the most impactful company in the world is what we want to do, and we're really excited what we're doing with Zods.com, and it really leverages the experience that I have right now building social networking communities with my past experience and with my passion for spirituality and growth. And then in the next like 3 to 5 years, I want to go offline and create offline oases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised by the fact that there isn't a place you can go offline. You know, there's a yoga studio and a vegetarian restaurant and some community centers, but there isn't one place that's really the place you go for this type of discussion,
right?
Whether it's getting a good massage or taking a great yoga class or meditation class or learning from a Taoist teacher one night and Buddhist teacher another, you know, or eating organic food and that kind of thing, and kind of an urban oasis sort of idea.
Well, you know, I'm sort of seeing like a Club Med Zods environment community.
Literally. Yeah, we'll do that too. I mean, that's more like the Zods Resort.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would too. I can't wait.
There. How about a cruise, a Zods cruise?
All of it, right? I mean, and just how do we build a business that everything we're doing is about
consciousness
back to their highest self? Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm really excited about that. I'm interested in publishing and production and just taking it one step at a time right now. And you know, we're really committed to serving, as I mentioned a little bit before, serving people we call seekers, like you and I, people looking to improve our lives, as well as the conscious entrepreneur. And so that's where we're putting all of our energy right now. But I'm also, you know, I get paid to have these conversations now, and I get paid to hang out with Dan Millman and Ken Wilber and John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, is a friend of mine and going to be an investor in our business. And it's just, it blows me away, these people who, you know, are living according to the ideals that they believe in that happen to really coincide with mine, or people that I just spend a lot more time with. And that was actually exactly what I wanted to do 5 years ago.
And you attracted it.
Yeah, well, I manifested it.
Well, you divined it, totally.
Yeah, and the thing that, and I know that we're on the same page with this, but I just want to make it explicit. I set the intention that I worked my ass off.
Yeah.
You know, it's not I set the intention and then it manifested like that.
No, I got it. You do work your ass off when you set the intention. That's a given.
Yeah. And that's, but I just want to, I find sometimes my only hesitance with The Secret, for example, is that it can be a little bit too to set the intention. And I know these teachers don't say that in the rest of their teaching.
Yeah.
But that's something that Dan Millman actually did a great blog post on his concerns with The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And he says exactly that. You know, create the intention and put on your overalls.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I mean, having been raised on a farm, I am no stranger to hard work.
Yeah, and it's putting those two things together, right? Because we're used to working hard, or we're used to striving to have good meditation practice or intention. And I'm just really trying to, again, in my own life, and then as we kind of shape our ideals, bring those two things together.
But, well, what you want to get to, Brian, is to make your vocation your vacation, which is what I do. I don't even know when I'm working because it's so much fun.
Well,
I don't know I'm working it, but that's what people are calling it. They call me a workaholic, but I feel like I'm a funaholic.
It's amazing, and I applaud you, and I look at what you do, and it's exactly that for me, where in Maslow, Abraham Maslow is one of my favorite teachers. He talks about that a lot, where in your in-video description was a lot of what he talks about with the self-actualizing individual.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the highest need is the need to become what we're here to become. And you deal with a lot of other needs in the process. But, you know, he says that you get to this point where the apparent dichotomy and then separation between work and play dissolves. Right? Well, how the paradox of is it work or is it play is no longer meaningful from a certain level of consciousness. So, and I think that's what we're striving to do in the world with our own lives, and then be both an example of it and a source of inspiration and empowerment to help people figure out how we can all do that. You know, that's the world I imagine living in, is one where I went to lunch today with a friend of mine who's a brain scientist, and he's trying to bring a fourth R into the educational system. So reading, writing, arithmetic, and reflection. Reflection, right?
Oh, I like that.
How do we actually reflect? And he does work with, you know, Dalai Lama and his organization about meditation. And why aren't we teaching these things in our classrooms?
Right. And, you know, I want the Dalai Lama on my radio show. And I just found out where his organization is, and it's being that you brought his name up, it just triggered me to say that. And if he's listening by any chance, Dalai Lama, please be on my show, because I think he would really be interested in using the entertainment industry to get the message out about who we really are and how we can treat one another.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about the work you're doing, because I really do view entertainment and the media that's being created right now is just—it's so powerful, and that's why I'm so excited about *Peaceful Warrior* and *The Secret* and these other movies that are being
created. With God and *Prophecy*. I went to the premiere of all of those films, and after reading all of those books, stood up and declared, "This has to be a movie." All of them 8 years ago, one right after the other, and they all came out one right after the other, and I was at every premiere. That's not an accident. And I'm not saying I'm so powerful I caused it, but I am saying I'm part of the collective consciousness that stood up and said the same thing.
Yeah, and then you're swimming in it, and then you're following your own intuition and building your own, you know, giving yourself uniquely to the world. That's what's so beautiful about it.
I love it. I just can't get enough. And, you know, I sometimes, you know, I'm driving along going, wow, and I have but just this one life to live this in this one life. And okay, it's just got to be enough. But it's like, you know, I kind of go, wow, there's just one life I get to do this. And I'm also so grateful for every single moment, every single moment. I mean, I'm so enjoying all of my nows.
Yep.
And I have a watch that I got from Dan Millman, and it has Here Now on the face of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I wanted to create a watch that just had the word now on it, and no numbers and no hands.
Yep.
Just for fun. And then Jeff Huttner on Zods.com that I met there said, well, Dan Millman has a watch like that. And I went to Dan's website. Sure enough, there it was. It arrived the day that I was supposed to go to Ojai for the peace conference with Barbara Marks Hubbard. And I put it on top of my suitcase when I was loading my car. I was going to spend the weekend in Ojai. And I heard something go chink. And I went, I don't know what that sound was. What was that sound? And it was my watch had fallen off the suitcase onto the concrete garage floor, and the crystal cracked. And I went, no, I just got the watch. I'm just going to the peace conference. It's such a perfect watch for the peace conference, and now I cracked it. And I picked up the watch, and it was laying there, you know, with its tongue hanging out. And I pick it up, I put it on, and I look at it, and I went, I started to cry, and because here's why. I looked at the watch, and the watch said back to me, here now. And I suddenly started laughing and crying at the same time, and I'm like, oh, you're good. You're good. Because I totally got outside of my, you know, that whole thing that I was, you know, the drama of, oh, it's broken, it's no longer perfect. Well, on purpose, the entire weekend at the peace conference, I deliberately, when people noticed my watch, did not. I resisted saying that the crystals cracked. I resisted it. And on my way back, I was to judge at the Elevate Film Festival with Mickey Willis, and I was racing back to get back in time to do that. And I look at the watch, I see the cracked crystal, and it dawned on me. I never once told anybody the crystal was cracked when they were praising the watch and saying how wonderful and amazing it is. And I noticed, too, that none of us, when someone gives us a compliment or praises us, none of us have to say, oh, but the crystal's cracked.
Yep.
None of us have to do that. And what a revelation to get from a watch. And that I truly got that, and it really lifted me up, and it expanded my consciousness to the point where, you know, it's like whatever happened in my background is just noise.
Yep.
Just noise. It's not who I am. who I am is the person I am every now, every single now that I have. And I'm in my becoming, and I'm becoming more and more and more my purpose every single moment, every breath I take. And that's what I want for others, to get to the place where every breath they take is leading to another one that's going to bring them closer to the purpose and living that. And as long as we are authentically being who we were born to be, then we're getting there.
Yep.
One person at a time. So I love that Here Now Watch story, and I can't wait to tell Dan. And if he's
That's cool.
Yeah, so go to Dan Millman's site, everybody, and get a watch. It's not very much money. It's really an awesome thing to have. And go to Zods.com and sign up and hang up your shingle and start connecting with all these wonderful people and see what you can manifest for yourself and create. And remember, you got to work your butt off. So and everybody I know is doing that. So, you know, kudos to all of you in my community. So do you have anything else that you might want to share with our listeners, Brian, before we go, because we're coming up on the 7 o'clock hour?
No, just gratitude for you. I appreciate everything you're doing and the inspiration you're bringing to my life and to the world, and it's been fun to chat.
Well, thank you. This has been absolutely delightful. I'm so glad it worked out, and thank you for making yourself available last minute like you did. And I'm going to be connecting some more dots with you later on and talking to you a bit more about some things that perhaps we can coordinate our a synergy and do some things together. I feel a real kinship to you.
Likewise, yeah, and I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very, very much. And next week, everybody, we are having Dan Millman, the author of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior and his new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, with his film coming out on March 30th in national wide release. And that will be next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. So thank you for joining us this evening. Remember to love yourself, and your true nature is love, joy, happiness, harmony, prosperity, abundance, and love. And just keep being good to each other. And thanks again, Brian, for being my wonderful guest tonight. Good night.
Thank you.